Good morning. This is Kate Olson from the Cass County Office of Iowa State University Extension and Outreach with your Extension Report on this Wednesday morning. Want to share with you that our office is now starting to reopen to the public. If you need to stop by, we do encourage you to call first and we will be getting materials ready for you and we could answer any questions you may have over the phone. We also still offer the option of curbside drop-off and pickup. Again, just call our office. 243-1132. We'd be more than happy to come out and meet you at your vehicle to pick up or drop off any materials that you need. We do ask that if you have been ill, you don't stop by the office, and that if you do come in, you observe all signage and social distancing procedures to help keep our office staff and others in the community safe. Along those lines, we are going ahead with some of our summer day camps. Cass County Conservation Board and Cass County Extension are partnering again to do our summer day camps for 2020. They are being offered in a face-to-face format with modified procedures in place, such as additional distancing and no shared supplies. We'll also be quickly checking the kids and asking a few questions when they come to make sure that there's been no illness in the household before they are dropped off. We have several camps still coming up that are open for registration. I want to encourage you to give our office a call if you would like to attend one of those. Coming up next week, we have our June 24th Camp Fun and Flight for youth in 3rd through 5th grade. Youth attending that camp can explore anything that flies through crafts, game, and fun. Youth attending that camp are asked to bring a sack lunch. Again, that is for youth who have just completed 3rd through 5th grade. That camp runs from 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. and will be held in the Camplin Edition at Sunnyside Park. Registration is open through the end of this week for that June 24th camp. The $10 camping fee gets you all of your materials as well as a tote bag full of goodies from the day. If you are uncomfortable sending your child to camp in person, we do have that camp offered in a camp in a bag format for the same fee. They will get all the materials for that camp as well as instructions on doing those camping activities at home. If you're interested in either of those options, you can go ahead and sign up for the camp and just let us know when you sign up that you would be attending either in person or taking the camp in a bag option. Also, on the 6th of July, we will be hosting our 6th through 8th grade Woodlands Adventure Camp. We'll have an outdoor skills learning. Kids will learn about forestry, geocaching, wood carving, hiking, and Dutch oven cooking. We will be asking kids to bring their own lunch to that camp as well, as we are unable to do the sampling portion of our Dutch oven cooking for that camp. It is held at the Cold Springs Park in Lewis, and busing is available from the Cass County Community Center departing at 8 a.m. The camp runs from 8:30 to 4:30, and the kids can be picked up at Cold Springs Park or bused back to the Community Center in Atlantic for pickup. Registration fee for that camp is also $10, and registration is due by the end of the month of June. Information on registering for both of those camps is available on the Cass County Extension website. We encourage you to check that out and get your kids signed up to finish out our camping season this summer. Also want to share an update as we get into peak growing season. The Nutrition, Wellness, and Horticulture teams at ISU Extension continue our summer Quickenar video series of Sow, Grow, Eat, and Keep, focusing on garden maintenance and food preservation. Some tips in this week's video for keeping your plants healthy and thriving. As your garden gets established, you want to weed the garden regularly. You don't want your fruits and vegetables to compete with the weeds for sunlight and water, so you can keep that weeded regularly, and you may also want to put down some sort of mulch or weed suppressant in the garden to keep those weeds down and make sure that your fruits and vegetables are getting all of the sunlight and water that hits that garden. Speaking of water, your garden should get about an inch of water per week. If it doesn't get that from rain, you may want to consider a soaker hose or a sprinkler hose to water the garden. If you are having disease concerns, or if you want to avoid disease concerns, you may want to avoid wetting the leaves. That will help reduce disease in the garden. A soaker hose at the base of the plants, or just using a rain wand or watering can to water only the base of the plants and keep the leaves dry, will help reduce that disease spread in the garden. Again, that mulch will also help avoid disease splash up onto the leaves. And again, monitor your garden with a rain gauge. And if you don't get at least an inch, you may want to water your garden at least once a week. While you're out watering and weeding the garden, be sure to watch out for insects. There are several common pests in fruit and vegetable gardens. You can learn more about common pests by looking up our plant-specific publications for whatever type of fruit or vegetable you're trying to grow. You can also look up resources on insects on the ISU Plant and Insect Diagnostic Clinic. They can help identify those bugs in the garden and let you know if they are harmful or not. We may also be able to help here at the Cass County Extension office if you send us a photo or call ahead and drop that bug by. Above all, keep in mind that a well-maintained garden means you can enjoy the fruits of your labor. Food preservation will help you enjoy garden produce long after the garden is done producing. If you're not familiar with all the different varieties of food preservation, you have a couple different options. ISU has an online class called Food Preservation 101 that goes through a variety of food preservation options, all the way from freezing to canning to drying, or the Quickenar webinar series this week focuses on freezing food. Freezing food is a great way to get started with food preservation. For example, June is prime time for strawberries, and you may find you may have more than you could eat before they spoil. If you want to freeze what you can't eat, you can enjoy that fresh-picked flavor later. When you are freezing fruit, you want to make sure that you select fully ripe fruit, but not overripe fruit. Wash the fruit thoroughly, but don't soak it in water. Remove any parts that are green, underdeveloped, poor quality, bruised, etc. Place the fruit in containers specifically made for freezing, such as plastic freezer containers, plastic freezing bags, or canning jars, and make sure you freeze it quickly. You can visit the ISU Extension and Outreach webpage and look up that Food Preservation 101 online class, or you can find the Freezing Fruits and Vegetables publication on the Extension store or pick one up here at the Extension office, or you can give us a call and we'd be happy to drop one in the mail or email you a web link to that as well. You can find that link by looking up So Grow, Eat, Keep, or find it on our Cass County Extension webpage as well. We do hope you're stopping by the Cass County Extension webpage occasionally or following our Facebook page. We're sharing out lots of tips and resources by those two methods. You're also welcome to call our office, 712-243-1132, if you have any questions. Or, as I mentioned, you can stop by now if you want to call in advance. We will be more than happy to get materials ready for you to pick up or drop off. Till next time, I'm Kate Olson for Cass County Extension.